Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A More Perfect Union by Jody Daynard, performed by Marcus Stewart. For my father, in memory. Part 1. 1. July 1st, 1794. If Purgatory were a real place, Johnny thought, it would be a ship sailing the Atlantic. And if their ship, the Castle Eden, were purgatory, then he and his mother, Eliza Boylston, were being well and truly purged. By day, the smell of rotten meat and bilge water, of unwashed bodies and human waste, had more than once sent their money to the gunwale. Johnny rarely reached it in time, but his mother nearly always managed to wait until her bosom overhung the ship's side. They had left Bridgetown, Barbados, at the end of May, and it was now July. God willing, they would reach Boston on or about July 15th. Twice gales had raged, forcing crew and passengers onto their knees in supplication. But Johnny knew how boats were built, and he sensed that this one was likely to withstand the wind's punishment. In their first week at sea, a young seaman working on the foretop mast fell into the ocean and drowned. Johnny and his mother heard other splashes, but whether these were man, beast, or garbage, they knew not. They had learned not to inquire too thoroughly. Johnny had been stashed like cargo in a room below the roundhouse, suspended in darkness in a hammock that swung from ceiling ropes. Mama had fared better. She was in the roundhouse above him, with the other ladies. Day and night she suffered the seamen's heavy treads, but at least she had her own porthole, which gave her fresh air and light. Some of the women, needing to dry their washing, hung their undergarments from these portholes. But Elizabeth Boylston, originally of Brattle Street, Cambridge, would sooner wear damp and moldy undergarments than display them in such a shameless manner. Now, 4 weeks into their voyage, Johnny suspected that she had dispensed with her undergarments altogether, for she no longer complained about them. They were sitting together in the messroom after endeavoring to eat a foul-smelling stew. Eliza suddenly put a hand up to her throat, a telltale sign that she would soon puke. "Let us go up, John," she said, "quickly." They ran up the ladder to the deck. Johnny aided his mother as best as he could. Afterward, wiping her mouth and placing a
sample complete. Ready to continue?